right, let me address Sal Licata. Can I defend your guy, Pete? First of all, Pete, as the producer of Sal and BT, do you want to rip Sal? Do you have an issue with his tweet on Friday night, for those who missed it, that
no,
said the National League wild card race is over? Do you want to rip your guy, or do you want to defend your guy? Because I'm actually going to defend him, and I have my reasons.
Well, first of all, I just want to say you rewind it even more. On Friday's show, he did a little song and dance about how the NL wild card race was over. So he doubled down on Twitter, and I'm fine with it. I have no problem with it.
Listen, I have seen and I have received many messages of vitriol that Sal has screwed us, that Sal has cost us the whole weekend. Here's what I'll say. He ran into some very bad luck. He did. Because when he tweeted that, and I saw it like immediately after it was sent out, like I was sitting there on Friday, I didn't check Twitter a lot. I was with my family, but I checked it for like 5 seconds. And I swear to God, the first tweet that came up was that. And I laughed. I thought he was being funny. And I had no idea about any references on the show. I apologize. I hadn't listened. I had a vacation day, and the last thing I was doing was listening to our radio station. Our show, too, by the way. I wasn't listening to anybody. So I didn't even know about that. I thought it was funny. Like, he's obviously, I thought, and you never know tone, I thought he was making fun of himself. That's what I thought, because there's no way he actually thought the NL wildcard race was over. Like, he didn't actually think that. It was more like tongue-in-cheek. When he said the NL East was over, and we did the RICO at the time, my issue with him, and we brought him on, and we argued about it, was, I don't think you're taking the Braves seriously. That was my point a year ago, or 2 years ago now. Wow, we've been doing the RICO for 2 years? Holy crap.
311 episodes deep, damn, my man.
Damn. So my issue wasn't, I think you jinxed the Mets. It was, dude, the Braves are really good. Open your eyes to that. Okay? So obviously Mets lose the division. He takes a lot of crap for that. Whatever. This, when I saw it, and I got friends of mine who were pissed at him. They're like, when you see him, punch him. I'm like, I'm not. First of all, I ain't going up to anybody and punching them. Like, I'm a 41-year-old weakling. You think I'm just going to go up to anybody? You think I'm going up to Pete Hoffman? I'm just going to deck him in the face? So I said, no, I'm not punching Sal in the face. And then I started defending him by saying, I think he was being sarcastic. Okay, number one. And number two, the team didn't hit for two games. Why don't you take your anger and stick it at the lineup that did nothing for 21 innings? Like, are we that mentally weak that we believe a guy tweeting something cost the Mets? Like I said earlier, I brought up to Jet, hey, Tyler McGill has a perfect game in the fourth inning. Was it me that gave up the two home runs? Was it me who did it? Or was it Tyler McGill, you know, McGilling, that gave up the back-to-back home runs? So that's my defense.
The only thing I will say about that, Evan, and I do believe in karma. I do believe in energy. I don't believe it in the future, Tommy Lugauer. But I do. We'll say this much. I do believe if everyone at the same time is feeling like, oh, shit, here we go, we're going to blow this, that it can create a negative circle around us. And unfortunately, Mets fans have that negative energy. What Sal did isn't the problem. It's how the fans react is the problem. So we have to just figure out and relax a little bit and realize it is fun in games, and don't take it so serious, and just support the team and have fun and enjoy the ride.